This is WMUC FM, College Park, and welcome to Blow Up.
Like I was a curve, I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the Southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your time box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same mother. Them knuckles to your eye, and I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
Now, my oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Every day I sit while my in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems round, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you're making a coffee. You heard the H-E-L-E, and so back the hell up off.
Shh, shh, softly, as if I play piano in the dog. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Hey guys, hey guys, welcome back to another week. Today we're gonna be talking about Afrofuturism in music, and you just heard a prime example of that. That was AT Aliens by Outkast. And so you may be asking, what is Afrofuturism? Essentially, Afrofuturism is an expression of this is according to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, is a movement that expresses notions of black identity, agency, and freedom through the art, creative works, and activism, and that envision liberated futures for black life. Essentially, it's pieces of art that sort of use futurism in order to express African American struggles and creativity. It doesn't even have to be struggles, to be honest. It can be liberating and powerful. I think the most popular example of this is the 2018 movie Black Panther, which sort of accelerated it to the mainstream, so now everyone kind of knows what it is, even though it's been popular forever. The quote that essentializes what it is this George Clinton quote, where he says, "If I had to find another place where they hadn't perceived black people to be, and that was on a spaceship," which is true. If you've ever seen videos from the 1960s in which African Americans and impoverished communities sort of, you know, didn't care about the moon landing because their communities were still, you know, being drastically surveilled and underfunded and, you know, having to deal with the bull crap of the United States of America. And so I think that today I'm going to talk about the historical significance of Afrofuturism in music, how the songs utilize the aesthetic, and, you know, I think it'll be a good show. But before we talk, or before we play music, I just got to play a one PSA for you guys, and then we'll start. So, yeah, listen to this PSA.
I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
All right, you heard that. Support your local union. We're going to listen to first Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino.
Oh, I can't help it if this man affects these cars.
Guys, just heard a sneak peek for the next one. Sorry, Apple Music was being annoying. Ooh. All right. So basically, we're going to talk about that was Sudan Archives Dead, and I really like that song, and I really like that album. Very underrated dance pop album from last year. And the album cover, I think it's a black Vivaldi figure that she tries to portray herself as, and it's a portrait of individuality and artistic expression. I have no idea what that was. All right, anyways, but yeah, I just love her music, and I really like that album. And you also listen to Sound of Rain by Solange, which is an Afrofuturist take, successor to her previous album, I'm a Seat at the Table, or When I Get Home is a more futuristic themed album, contrast to her previous one. You also heard Awaken My Love, which takes, you also heard Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino from his album Awaken My Love, which takes a lot of the aesthetics from those Parliament albums in the 1960s and 70s. So, Afrofuturism, I want to say the term initially sparked in the 90s, but it was most inspired by the works of the masters who came before it. What is going on here? Okay. Never mind. Sorry, guys. But it's inspired by the works from the masters that came before it. For example, the best example is Octavia Butler, whose work in the Xenogenesis series inspired hundreds of black artists in order to explore futurism in African art and media. And she was a hermit, as many literate African Americans were at the time, but her visual work, not only as it comes to, race relations, but as it comes to science fiction, proved to inspire music. And in music, it inspired the figurehead of the Afrofuturism was in jazz, how jazz adopted futurist aesthetics. And the person who really, when it comes to mind, even outside of Davis, is probably, or in Herbie Hancock, even outside of those masters, of Sun Ra, the philosopher, sort of, and jazz musician, who sort of adopted these futuristic transitions, or futuristic aesthetics, into his jazz music. And so we're going to sort of go back to the past, and by go back to the past, I mean we're going to play more instrumental and electronic oriented stuff for a little bit. So for our next track, we are going to have a short track, Movie Finale by Madlib. So take a listen.
Thank you.
All right, you just listened to Movie Finale by Madlib, Rated X by Miles Davis, You've Got to Have Freedom by Pharoah Sanders, and Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. I said we were going back in time, and I didn't play a Sun Ra song. Instead, what I'm going to do is, as the film bro, I'm going to recommend everyone listening right now to instead watch his movie called Space is the Place. You can watch it. Everyone buy a Criterion. No, I can't legally tell you to buy one. But if you want to, buy a Criterion subscription right now. And something just fell. And the plot of the movie is that Sun Ra returns to Earth after several years in space. He calls himself the Altered Destiny and meets with inner city kids and battles with the devil to save the black race. So if you want to watch Sun Ra save the black race after being in space forever, it's called Space is the Place. You can probably find it online for free, too. So, yeah. And we're going to come back to the future-ish and play some newer tracks from Flying Lotus. The next song is Do the Astral Plane. So take a listen.
Thank you. y'all missing me, and it's quite amazing. Life and death is no mystery, and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind, and you'll find curiosity, animosity, high velocity. I can prophesize meditation. Reminisce on my wonder years, and I wonder, yeah. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. It's intimate to my nerves that I just persevere. The big thought of falling off disappeared to my faith. They say their head is real. Analyze my demise, I say I'm super anxious. Recognize I deprive this feeling, then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations on contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. This is that final destination. This is that font of information. This is that font of inspiration. This is that crack the installation. This is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation. Please don't bomb my nation. And my men flew away and I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bones. This is that life beyond.
That was, once again, Do the Astral Plane and Never Catch Me. And for our last song, this counts, going to be Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you guys for listening once again. I'll catch you guys next week, maybe. I don't know, actually. But I'll catch you guys someday. Thank you for listening once again. Have a great day and a great Friday and a great weekend.